Hello.
Hey, Jesse, this is Dan Nelson, Local Splash.
Hey, Dan. Yeah.
Hey, brother. So we're looking forward to having your client interview, getting everything set up on your account. Already let to, you're lucky enough to get assigned to one of my favorite reps on that side. His name's Spencer. I let him know that you're going to be driving, you know, so he'll send all the email confirmations too. Okay?
Okay.
And okay.
The other thing, I'm not only going to be driving, but I got a couple stops, so I'm going to have to, like right now I'm pulling up to the lumber yard to get material.
Okay.
So we can start, but there's going to be times in there I'm going to say, hey, hold on a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Whoa, we
okay.
can accommodate. We're used to it, you know? No problem at all.
Who am I going to be talking to?
Spencer. Name Spencer.
Spencer, okay. All right, cool.
All right. So I do have to tell you, too, this call may be recorded for quality purposes. Spencer's
going
to
ask
you.
Oh, that's a deal break. Forget it.
Right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
I know. Spencer's just going to ask a few questions to make sure we're setting up everything properly, and he's here to provide you with excellent service. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me before I grab them and I jump off the line?
No, huh?
All right, awesome. If you ever do, too, don't hesitate to call, brother.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on a second.
Yeah, take your time.
I need 30 pieces of 4x8 by half-inch OSB.
4x8 OSB.
These are the 7/16. I need 30 of those, and I need 2 12-foot chipboards. Thank you.
30 OSB.
Yeah. Okay, I'm back. Yeah.
All right, perfect. Anytime you need to put us on hold, no worries, okay? So let me grab them. Spencer, you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, perfect. You're in great hands, Jesse. All right, you guys both have a great rest of your day. All right.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Thanks,
bye,
Spencer.
Boy,
all right, bye.
All right, Jesse, thank you so much for holding. So I'll be doing your client onboarding for today. Just to heads up, this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. And just wondering if this is a good time for you.
It's going to have to work for us. All my other time this week is going to be pretty hammered. So I'm going to have
okay.
to, just like I was telling your buddy, I'm gonna have to stop you a couple times through this process
no
to talk to people and whatnot.
Yeah, no worries. That's totally fine with me. Thanks for giving me a heads up.
Yeah.
All right. So, first I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. From the purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So, first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second,
okay.
I'll be discussing relevant keywords
Spencer,
and services that you provide.
Spencer, we got to stop for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second here, bud.
Sure.
Nothing. How you doing, Jim? I bought this, I picked it up Friday for the Max Roy job, but I ended up not needing it. It's brand new in the package, not opened yet or nothing like that. Cool. I think we're going to start a Mills ticket for Greg Mills, which is rolling forward finally.
We get
30 pieces of 4x8 by 7/16 LSB, 2 12-foot 2x4s. Jim, do you have half-inch crown staples here?
I got 7/16.
Then that would fit the typical staple guns, doesn't it?
If it's made for half-inch ground, I mean, it fits the seven, you know, it's the N19s and 17s.
Yeah, that should work. I think, well, yeah.
What's the brand of your staple?
I don't know what he's got. It's for Lino.
Passload used to make one that was half-inch ground.
Yeah, well, I'll pick these up.
One box of length?
Yeah, 1 1/4.
Inch and a half, sure as I got.
Looks like inch and a half.
1 1/2.
That's it.
Right.
Just gonna say, don't tell anybody, all right? And those staples are? Okay, thank you. I'm still on the weight restriction. I appreciate you. Okay, Spencer, you're good to go.
All righty. Thank you. So, I will also be discussing the relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps, okay?
Sounds good, Spencer.
All righty. So first, let's select a security question for your business. This question is for your protection. Anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. Choices available are mother's maiden name, city you were born, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Got it. And what is your mother's maiden name, please?
McBride.
I'm not sure if I heard it correctly. Did you say McBride?
Yeah, McBride, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let me set that up here real quick. One sec. All right, perfect. So I want to thank you as well for signing the terms and conditions. We really appreciate that. So the next step is verifying all the business information we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes.
Sure.
Let's see here. So the business name is one sec here. You say it OJEG Construction LLC?
It's OJEG. It's OJEG Construction, but OJEG Construction LLC.
All right. Thank you. And address we have on here is 5278 Sugar Pine Circle, Eugene, Oregon, 97402.
That's right.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
So we should hide the address online, correct?
What's that?
Oh, do we hide your address online?
I hope not. I don't want it online.
Oh, is it okay to publish it?
I don't want to publish it, no.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll hide it then. One second. And the phone number your client will call you at is 541-335-9743?
That's right.
Okay. And the email address is jesse@ojedconstruction.com?
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So please check your email often as we will send you a page directly to your email. So I see that you already have a business website. So we will be promoting as is, okay?
Good. Say that again, Spencer.
Oh, I was just saying since you already have a business website, we will be promoting as is. So something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. I'm not sure if Jan was able to discuss this with you already. Now, this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. And what we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. With a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and playback all those calls afterwards so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything you might have missed. This also will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. Now, all the calls are still going directly to your number, ending in 9743. Would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Create one what?
Oh, the call tracking number.
What does that do, the call tracking number? Just tracks other people who call me?
Yeah, so we'll be creating different... Oh, go ahead.
It's kind of about how many people contact me off of what you guys got going through, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be fine as long as it doesn't cost anything else.
Alrighty.
No hidden fees, right?
No. It's already part of the package.
Yeah, well, it should be. If it's already part of the package, then, yeah, it should just be part of the package. I got you.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, just a heads up, since you already have your own website, you will need to change the number on your website with the new tracking number to have consistency with all the other listings that we will promote.
So I don't know how to do that.
All right.
What number? What do you mean I have to change the number? What number am I changing?
Oh, okay. So with a call tracking number, like I mentioned earlier, we will have to create a different number other than what you already have. It's just that all those calls...
Oh, you mean my phone number?
Yes, sir, the phone number. So do you want to keep it as is?
I want to keep my phone number as is.
Okay, no worries. Let me scratch that then. One sec. Get that. In that case, we'll go over the keywords, okay? Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. Now, I just wanted to ask the main service that you provide, is it the remodeling or the concrete? Go ahead.
No, it would be like new construction.
New construction, okay.
Yeah, new construction,
so home building.
Home building, new construction.
All righty. One second.
And then remodeling.
Alright, so the keywords would be new construction, home building, home remodeling, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, room additions, renovations, Ken? Home renovations also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cement.
So I see that you also do framing, right?
Not anymore, I don't.
Oh, okay. Let me remove that then. One sec. And we can add here, since cement contractor. And one sec. And should we add also carpentry, finished carpentry here?
No.
Oh, sorry. I think I lost you for a minute.
No,
can you hear me okay on your end?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. So no carpentry, right? I'll take that off.
No, I don't do carpentry anymore. I don't.
Okay.
Although, I at least not framing. I guess, yeah, no, I don't want to put
okay, no worries. Sure. So no carpentry, no framing. So we have new construction, home building, remodeling, home remodeling, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, room additions, home renovations. We also added cement contractor for concrete work.
Yeah, okay, bud, I need to hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure, totally fine.
I need to talk to this guy real quick.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, I came in and bought this from you guys, I think, last week. And then, I'm sorry, that's 70. And then I found my nail gun, in my shop. So can I return that? What's that? Yeah, it's on account, yeah. OJEG. Still got everything to it. Never plugged it in into the air compressor or nothing. We got two more up there right now that we're doing. Oh, come on, really? I've run across two of those in my time, and it's like so unusual, you know what I'm saying? You never hear that. That's a lot, right? Is it okay if I take off?
Yeah.
Is that good? No, I'm good. You guys got it, right? All right, thank you. Have a good day, you guys. Okay, Spencer, go ahead. Sorry about that. That should be my last interruption for us.
Oh, that's totally fine. Now, I just wanted to ask, should we also add the retaining walls?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So those that I mentioned, were all good on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got up to 20, right?
Yeah, we can add up to 20 keywords.
So how many do we have so far?
One sec here. So we have 11. So I was wondering,
okay,
under your concrete work or what other keywords you'd like to add? Because we have
I don't do concrete anymore.
Oh,
so I don't
okay.
I don't want concrete in there anymore. I don't do any labor anymore. I'm a paper contractor.
Okay.
I set everything out and stuff like that. That's the work I'm looking for. So that's why I don't want
okay.
to have any carpentry stuff, like no framing, no finished carpentry, no concrete. I need stuff like you said, a bathroom remodels, renovations,
okay.
kitchen remodels, new home builds, stuff like that.
Okay. Alrighty. Then we'll focus on that instead, okay? One sec
yes.
here. All right, so you'll be receiving an email then with all the keywords that we just went over. So in case you want to make any changes later on, then you can just email the changes that you want so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Do you have new construction in there?
Yep, I got that already.
Okay. How about custom homes?
Custom home builder?
Yeah.
I can add that right now. Custom home builder. Yeah, got that.
General contractor.
I can add that. One sec. General contractor.
Yeah, add that. Building contractor would be another one.
Sure. Got it.
Simple, just contractor.
Oh, sorry. Say that again.
The contractor, just the word contractor.
Oh, okay. Sure. Contractor alone. Okay.
Insurance. How about insurance contractors?
We can have that. Okay. You got it.
How about best contractors?
Oh, sorry, come again?
Best contractors, BEST, best contractors.
Oh, okay, best contractor, yeah. Got it.
quality contractors.
Got it.
Reliable contractors.
All right, and we can add one more.
Let's do local.
Okay.
How about top contractors? TOT, top contractors.
Oh, sorry, you're breaking up. Say that again one more time.
Top. TOT. TOP. Top contractors.
I'm really sorry. The line is breaking up bad. Can you spell it one more time again?
T-O-P.
P-O?
T is in Tom. O is in Oscar. P is in Paul. Top. Top contractors.
Oh, okay. Top. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then I'll have my project manager take this time, and if we want to change any, we can change some of them.
Yeah, of course. You can just respond to the email that you'll be sending regarding the keywords, and just email us the changes that you want so we can make the proper adjustments. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business, so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. Now, what do your customers like most about your business or your services?
We're reliable. We're honest. Okay. We're reliable. And we do good work. We do quality work.
Quality work. Gotcha. Thank you. And do you have a mission statement for your business already?
A mission statement? I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a brief or concise explanation of why your customer exists, and it also mentions the your purpose as a company in providing service to your customers.
I'm not really tracking what you're saying.
All right, so it's a statement that states your purpose or your goal as a business or an organization. So one example would be at OJ Construction, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. Or our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work.
Awesome. That sounds great.
The first one that I mentioned?
Both of them. You both of them combined.
Both of them? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
One sec here. And do you have like a tagline or a slogan for your business?
No, not really.
Oh, I see. Okay, let's check here. Now, just to confirm, you've been in business for 10 years, is that correct?
Yeah, since 16.
16, oh, okay. Let's check here.
No, 14. Yeah, 2014 is when we opened up. I changed my name in 2016. So 14, we opened up. I opened up as a sole proprietor in 14 and then changed over to LLC in 16. So that would be, 14.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And how many people work with your company?
Right now there's four of us.
Okay, got it. And... Yeah. What are your hours of operation?
6 to 5.
Okay. And that's Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Got it.
Or you can even do, actually, you can do 7 days a week. So.
Alrighty. And what are the payment types that you currently accept?
Checks. I have the ability to use credit cards. I have to get it fixed back up. And I haven't used it in a long time. Nobody ever pays with a credit card. But I can get that going if I have to. So we can do credit, checks.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to fix that, but cash. Gold.
Alrighty. So, now that we've gathered all your business information, I'll be sending it to our provisioning team. We will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites, such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So let's talk about Google Business Profile. I see that you already have created one already. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email to add us as the admin to your Google Business Profile so we can start optimizing that, okay?
So do I have to do something with that email to make it okay for you guys to do that?
On the email, there will be detailed instructions to add us as to grant us manager access.
Do you
want to
just walk me through it?
Sure, one sec here.
I'm just about done driving.
Yeah, so first let's just make sure that you're already logged into your Google My Business so you can add us.
Hold on, let me get parked here. Okay, so what do I got to do?
All right, so when you're logged in, click on the...
Logged into what?
Google Business Profile, Google My Business.
I mean, I don't even know where that's at, bro. How do I log into that?
All right, so just make sure that you log into your Google account.
I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know how to log into my Google account.
All right, let me to the link here real quick. So you would have to go to www.google.com/business.
Hold on. Say www.what?
Google.com.
Okay.
/business.
Oh, wait. It's not, okay, hold on. We got to do it again. So www dot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm going to take you off my Bluetooth here. Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so www.what?
Google.com /business.
Hold on. You're talking to an old guy here. I'm really bad with this stuff. So I got www.google, G-O-G-L-E. Okay, after Google, what is it?
.com.
.com. Then?
/.
Okay.
Business.
Spell business. B U. Okay, got it right there. Okay. Now it says manage now.
Yeah, click that. Then you just have to log into your account.
Looks like I'm already logged in.
Okay. So there's going to be a menu option. There's three dots. Do you see that?
I mean, I see two sets of three dots, one way up high and one right up where it says your business on Google.
The one that's under your business on Google.
Okay. So I hit the three dots.
Okay. Do you see people and access? If not, just click on business profile settings.
Yeah, okay, business profile settings. I'm clicking on that. Now people and access, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so I hit that.
All right, then you just hit add.
Okay, add.
All right. Then you would have to write the following numbers. Let me know when you're ready.
Where do I write them at?
When you click on add.
It's asking for an email address.
Yes. So you will enter it on the email address field.
Okay, go for it.
All right. 5525.
Yes.
5525-5462.
Okay.
00.
Okay.
And there should be a drop down and choose local splash listings.
Yeah, local splash listings is that there, yeah.
All right, choose that, then set access as manager, and then select
well,
add.
Manager, got it, and then add, right?
Yep.
Okay, says you've been added.
Okay, so we should receive an email invitation shortly, so we can start optimizing your Google business profile. So,
okay.
One sec here. Now for your Google business profile, Google recommends to set specific cities or counties as your service areas instead of putting a mile radius. So what are the cities that you would like for us to target?
Eugene, Oregon, Springfield, Oregon.
Springfield, okay.
Junction City.
Sorry, you were breaking up again.
Junction City.
All right, one sec. All right. So Eugene, Springfield, Junction City.
Yeah. No, that's about it.
Okay. We can always update that. So you can just call us or email us the list of other cities that you want to add later on. Now, I see that you also have a Yelp page already.
I don't know if I do or not. It's not something I made up, but I mean, we might.
I see.
My project manager might have done that.
Okay. One sec here. So in case you want us to optimize your Yelp page, you can reach out to your project manager and see if he has access to it. That way he can add it as they can add us as an admin, so we can optimize that page as well.
Yeah.
It's part of the subscription. All right. So now I see that you also have a business Facebook page.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Yeah. So there's going to be a special link that you will have to add us on. There's going to be a detailed instructions on an email that we will be sending you specifically for the Facebook business page. So
okay.
That way you can add us as admin there. So you will receive that shortly. Now, once added, we will be optimizing your Facebook page at the same time running your Facebook ads. Now, for the Facebook campaign, would you like to send us specific images to use, or are you okay with stock photos?
I have some specifics I would like to put in there.
Okay, sure. Then we will wait for those photos then before we start running your Facebook ads to make sure that we get specific images that you'd like for us to use, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we would also need to choose a call to action for your Facebook ads. So there's three options available, but we have to choose one. So I'm going to go over each of the options and just let me know which one you'd like to use, okay?
Okay. All
right, so the first option is Facebook form fill. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. Now, these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab.
Okay.
Second option is calls. With call selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller.
Okay.
Third option is Facebook Messenger. So you just have to ensure you've downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure you never miss out on any business or service requests. As per Facebook's policy, you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours.
What's the most common one you use there?
The Messenger.
Will you
the
give
most
me,
common one is, go ahead.
Will you guys be able to direct me how to do all that? Will you send me an email with, you know, information on how to, you know, sign into all that stuff or do whatever I got to do?
Yes, it will be sent via email.
Yeah. That would be fine, I guess, the messenger.
Okay. Got it. So you'll be receiving a few emails from us within the next few days. Again, you'll get the keywords email and review them. If you want to make any changes later on, then just email us back with the changes that you want.
Okay.
You will also receive a photos email. So if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email just to make sure that they follow the criteria on the meaning and that they have good quality. And if you have a logo, please send it over as well.
Okay.
Only if needed, we will temporarily use high-quality stock photos. That is if any of the images you provided are low quality and we feel won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. And keep in mind, they are general photos related to your industry, but if you see any photos that may not apply, let us know and we will remove or replace them with other images. All of our photos are copyright protected, so in case you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, please let us know before answering any inquiries.
Okay.
And within a few days, you will also be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you're receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories to list your business on.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So you should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. And don't forget, you can visit your dashboard anytime to see your listings, create posts, and update content.
Okay.
All right. So all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So if you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive.
Okay.
And as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing.
Okay.
So 3 weeks from now would be July 8th. Is that a good time to do a follow-up call with you? It's also on a Monday.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. But you guys are telling me that I'm not going to see any reason. You guys aren't even going to put me on for 30 to 45 days. So what's the point of calling me in 3 weeks? I won't know how things are going by that time because you guys won't have me up and running by that time.
What do you mean? The 30 to 45 days is for... Okay, go ahead. Go on.
Well, it's just like Daniel said, it's like it's going to take 30 to 45 days before you guys can get me onto, you know, where people are seeing me come up on the first, come up. Because like right now, even though I have a Google, I'm on Google, nobody calls me because I'm like at 600, you know? Like nobody ever sees me on Google. Because nobody goes down as far as where I'm at on the Google. So, in 30 to 40, I won't see any results in this for quite a while. Like, I won't see any results for this.
45. All right. So, the 30 to 45 days
it doesn't matter. Just call me on the 8th. Just call me on the 8th. That's fine.
Okay. And do you want to do it around the same time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll add you to the calendar invite. so you will receive a reminder when we will call. So this will conclude our interview. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. After 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed. And we will complete that as soon as possible. Our client
all right,
support
Spencer.
Phone number, by the way. All right. So our client support phone number is 877-635-6225. So you can contact us.
Yeah, I got you. I got you saved in there already.
Oh, you got that already? Alrighty. Yeah. All right, then. So, again, thank you for your time. Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Stay there.
All right, buddy. Thank
Stay
you.
Day.
Later, so, buddy. Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.